The Warren County Radio Bible School is now in session, and in this class we're going to be studying Matthew the Publican. Now this is a continuation of the studies we've been having on the great men and women of the Bible. And we studied the great men and women of the Old Testament. We're now looking at the great men and women of the New Testament. And we have come to this study of Matthew the Publican. I'd invite you to get your Bibles and turn to the book of Matthew. It will be easy to find. It is the first book in the New Testament. And just a moment, we're going to begin reading from Matthew chapter 9 as we get into this study. Now, as we do so, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And what we are doing in this school is studying old Sunday school lessons. And this is a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam in a little Sunday school book I have called Elam's Notes. And it was written for the Sunday of July 29th, 1923. Now, I hope you have turned in your New Testament to the book of Matthew. I think it is interesting that it has been said that the book of Matthew is the most read book of all history. And I think that is probably correct. The Bible is the most popular and the most read book in all history. And that part of the Bible that is most read is the New Testament. And most people begin reading a book at the beginning, and Matthew being the first book in the New Testament, it is very highly likely that Matthew is the most read book in all the world. And it is certainly an interesting book because it introduces us to Jesus Christ. And Matthew often writes from the perspective of a Jew trying to convince his fellow Jews that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham, as he begins in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1. But now let's begin reading the text for our lesson. I'm going to turn in my Bible to Matthew chapter 9, and we'll begin reading. You may hear my pages turning here in my little Bible. We'll begin reading in verse 1. And we'll read down through verse 13, and I'm reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And here's the reading. And he entered into a boat, and crossed over, and came into his own city. And behold, they brought him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, Thy sins are forgiven, or to say, Arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath authority on earth to forgive sins, then said he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go to thy house. And he arose, and departed, and went to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they were afraid, and glorified God, who had given such authority unto man. Matthew chapter 9, and verse 9. And as Jesus passed from thence, he saw a man called Matthew, sitting at the place of toll. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he arose, and followed him. Matthew 9 and verse 10. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your teacher with the publicans and sinners? But when he heard it, he said, They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye, and learn what this meaneth. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. I also want to read to you from Luke chapter 5, verse 27 and 28. And after these things he went forth, and behold, a publican named Levi sitting at the place of toll. And he said to him, Follow me. And he forsook all, and rose up, and followed him. Now the golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Luke chapter 5 and verse 32, where Jesus said, I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners. The devotional reading is found in the prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one of them cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King Jehovah of hosts. Then one of the seraphim came unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he touched my mouth with it, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is forgiven. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me, is what Elijah said. And that's pretty much what Matthew himself said, who's also called Levi, when he was called from his place of employment as a tax collector to come and follow Jesus. Now the events of what we have read about and what we're going to be studying took place in a village called Capernaum. Capernaum means village of comfort. This was one of the chief cities of Galilee. It was situated in the northwestern shore of the Sea of Galilee, on the border between the tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali, Matthew 4 and verse 13, about 3 miles west of where the Jordan flows into the Sea of Galilee, and on the road from Damascus to the Mediterranean. It had a custom station where Matthew collected taxes, as we read in Matthew chapter 9 in verse 9, where it says, And Jesus passed by from thence, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the place of toll. The ruins of a synagogue at Tel Um, said by McGarvey and some others and travelers to the site of Capernaum, show it to have been a finer one than any in Galilee. In Jesus' day, Capernaum is said by some to have had 30,000 inhabitants. Jesus made it his home for at least 2 years, and it is called his own city in Matthew 4 and verse 13, and in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 1, and in Mark chapter 2 and verse 1, if you will look in the margin of the American Standard Version, it is said that Jesus was at home, and that's referring to the time he was at Capernaum. No city on earth could have enjoyed more exalted a privilege than to have Jesus residing there. And there Jesus not only resided, but he taught in their synagogues, in homes, and on the seashore, and did many miracles. And there 5 of his apostles lived. To it in its wasted opportunities and despised privileges. Jesus said, "And thou, Capernaum, shalt thou be exalted unto heaven? Thou shalt go down to Hades. For if the mighty works had been done in Sodom which were done in thee, it would have remained unto this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee." Matthew 11, verses 23 and 24. Now let's look at the text we read from Matthew chapter 9 in verse 9. And I'll read that verse again. "And as Jesus passed by from thence, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the place of toll. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him." From the house of Capernaum, where he healed the paralytic in the previous verses, that's Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 9, is from where Jesus had come. In Luke chapter 5 and verse 27 it says, "After these things he went forth." In Mark 2 and verse 13 it says, "He went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted unto him, and he taught them." Mark relates a fact omitted by Matthew and Luke, namely that Jesus went forth from this house and taught the multitude by the seaside. "He went forth again by the seaside" implies that he had taught there before. So he did several times after that. We read of one of those times in the book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. And there it says, "And Jesus was with his disciples, withdrew to the sea. And a great multitude from Galilee followed, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Emudia, and from beyond Jordan, and about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, hearing what great things he did, came unto him. And he spake to his disciples, that in a little boat should wait on him because of the crowd, lest they should throw on him. For he had healed many, inasmuch as many as had plagues pressed upon him, that they might touch him. And the unclean spirits, whensoever they beheld him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he charged them much, that they should not make him known." Now this is where we are introduced to Matthew. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 14 tells us that he passed on by, and that is to the seaside, and saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the place of toll. In the book in which he is the author, Levi calls himself Matthew. Matthew means a gift of God. Of him very little is said in the Bible. He was a Jew, the son of Alphaeus, and a publican. He speaks of himself as Matthew, the publican, unwilling to conceal his despised calling because he left all to follow Jesus. He was probably a disciple of John the Baptist, Acts 1, 21 and 22. He became a disciple of Jesus and later an apostle, called in Matthew chapter 10, verses 2 through 4. He made mention by name in the last time in Acts chapter 1 and verse 13, where he is waiting with the others in the upper room for the coming of the Holy Spirit upon them so they could preach in Jerusalem. There are many traditions relative to Matthew after life, but there is nothing certain. It is universally accepted that he is the author of the book which bears his name, and is it understood that he wrote it for the benefit, especially, of his fellow countrymen. We're going to learn much about Matthew, really, by right seeing what he wrote. And Matthew spent very little time writing about himself. Matthew's interest was to tell us about Jesus. And that ought to be what preachers do today. Sometimes I'm afraid preachers spend too much time talking about themselves as though they are the subject for the sermon, when we need to be talking about Jesus and what Jesus said and what Jesus did and what Jesus taught, and like Matthew, lay down the proofs that Jesus is the Christ.